It's time to get your news on. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
And in your ham radio news this week, New South Wales government establishes dedicated artificial intelligence unit. Discussion point in Jeff VK4ZPP has been thinking. Ham radio retailer suspends US shipments following tariff increase. West Lakes Cup, that happened the 13th of September, and the club has added a nice touch 30 minutes prior to the contest on both bands, 80 and 40. VK4FUQ will explain. And a rare DX activation in the sub-Antarctic region is going to involve young amateurs, and Alan VK2COD tells all. But wait, there's more, much, much more in this edition of news for week commencing Sunday, September 7. I'm Editor Graham, VK4 Baker Baker.
News and more of it every week. We are VK1WIA.
Australiana. Kosciuszko Tourist Park has received a major connectivity boost thanks to the completion of a mobile base station, which is providing new and improved 4 and 5G mobile coverage to the community, delivered through the Australian Government's Mobile Black Spot Program, the MBSP. The new base station in the vicinity of Mount Kosciuszko, considered one of Australia's most popular inland tourist destinations, will provide better access to emergency services, improve data connectivity and support productivity at the nearby tourist park. The mobile base station was co-founded by the Australian Government, the New South Wales Government and Telstra under Round 5A of the MBSP. In VK2, their government has formally established a dedicated artificial intelligence unit. Housed within Digital New South Wales, the new Office for AI will be overseen by Department of Customer Services Chief Information and Digital Officer Laura Christie, with an initial two-year run. The unit will lead a coordinated rollout of AI across the New South Wales public sector, supporting AI adoption and capability uplift within individual agencies. It was confirmed to IT News, the source of this item. It will also develop New South Wales AI operational policy and implement the AI assessment framework across the government. And now on VK1WIA, discussion point.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. How do you record the events that you wish to enjoy so they don't slip by until it is a rush to prepare? Being of the old school, so to speak, I use paper records to keep track of appointments and events. The ubiquitous calendar fixed with a big magnet to the fridge door is the main household source of these reminders. For good measure, I use a pocket diary so that details are available when I indulge in sports such as shopping. Not everyone uses a smartphone, and sometimes the old methods provide a level of redundancy that a lost piece of electronics might lose. The reason I ask the question is, I believe that a consistent platform to inform our community would be helpful. There are events on the amateur calendar which go from local to international, and these need integrating with personal events such as sports, other recreations, and medical visits, for instance. Would it be a help if we had a platform to distribute regular detailed updates, and what would it be? Email was a go in the previous years, but the use of social media platforms seems to have replaced a lot of email correspondence, and how many people still regularly log into websites to check things like this? Our broadcast news carries a certain level of events, and the print schedule of the magazine goes against efficient updating. Then, once we have made a choice of method, there comes the necessity of having a coordinator who can extract the information and compile the necessary posts to get out to the members. Assuming that the mechanics could be sorted, there is the reluctance that seems to be inflicted in our communications hobby of getting information from the sources to the distribution point. Ask our news editor how easy it is, and you'll understand my point. For what it is worth, do you think we could benefit by a simple system of notification that would allow the best planning for us all? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello, the following is a press release from Passion Radio. European ham radio retailer Passion Radio suspends US shipments following 15% tariff increase. To our US amateur radio clients and community, because of the recent 15% tariff increase on products imported from the European Union, the suspension of several carrier services to the US, and the growing complexity of the US import system, our online shop, PassionRadio.com, must suspend all shipments to the United States until further notice. In particular, La Poste, the French national postal operator, suspended parcel shipments to the United States as of August 25, 2025, removing one of the main EU-US postal channels. At the same time, UPS announced that starting September 8, 2025, an additional international processing fee will apply to all import shipments regardless of origin. An obscure shortwave radio channel broadcasting from a military base somewhere in Russia has sprung to life. Through a fog of static at 4625 kHz on the shortwave dial, a man's voice can be heard speaking in monotone. Nikolai, Zenya, Tatiana, Ivan. He repeats the message, spelled out in the Russian phonetic alphabet, followed by a series of numbers and letters. This radio station, dubbed UVB76, has spent much of 2025 broadcasting cryptic messages, strange music, and pirate interruptions. The channel has elicited fascination for decades. This time, however, something's different. Now, Moscow's network of propagandists and warmongers are suddenly fascinated by this obscure channel and why it appears stronger and is back on air. The Guinness Book of World Records team confirms that Wondery's New Heights podcast has set a record. The August 13 episode, which featured Taylor Swift discussing her new album, had the most concurrent views for a podcast on YouTube ever, with a total of 1.3 million views. That was despite technical glitches that took the stream down for a while. Since then, the two-hour episode has gone on to be viewed more than 21 million times on the platform. The announcement this week that Swift is engaged to New Heights co-host and NFL star Travis Kelce will undoubtedly give the episode an additional bounce of listeners and viewers. The woman is a record-breaking machine, Guinness says in the announcement. It notes it's not the first record for Swift, who set the mark for the most streamed album on Spotify in 24 hours with the release of her The Tortured Poets Department last year. It had a total of 313.7 million in a single day. On September 1, New Zealand's Radio Spectrum Management, RSM, released an updated radio standards notice, an important step forward in ensuring New Zealand's radio products meet modern compliance expectations. Key highlights include revision of outdated standards to better align with today's radio environment, inclusion of new standards that support emerging technologies and applications, coverage of previously unmandated products, ensuring a more comprehensive compliance framework. Together, these changes are designed to make compliance clearer for suppliers, improve spectrum efficiency, and encourage innovation, all while protecting users from harmful interference. And last up this week, some sad news. DXs who looked forward to hearing a friendly, familiar voice from Iceland were saddened last month to learn that the contact they were hoping to log had become a silent key. The death of Odin 4, Tango Foxtrot 2, Mike Sierra November on the 19th of August in Reykjavik was reported by the Icelandic Amateur Radio Association, sharing the news provided by his family. First licensed in 2011, Odin began as an enthusiastic operator on SSB, later embracing such digital modes as FT4 and FT8. According to Tango Foxtrot 3 Juliet Bravo, president of Icelandic Radio Amateurs, Odin had been in poor health following an accident on a fishing boat. Ham radio was his life almost 24 hours a day. Odin, Tango Foxtrot 2 Mike Sierra November, was 2 and 60 years of age at his going silent key. For WIA National News in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. Westlakes Cup, 13th of September, 8:30pm to 9:30pm local time. That's 10:30 to 11:30 hours UTC. Operation is phone on 80 and 40 metres and all Australian stations may be worked. Maximum power is 10 watts for foundation licences and 100 watts for standard and advanced. Importantly, an announcement will be made prior to the start of the contest at 10:15 UTC on 3585 kHz and 7115 kHz, outlining the rules and for any questions to be answered. Nice touch, Westlakes. OceaniaDX, the OCDX contest. Everyone is invited to the 2025 OceaniaDX contest party. Yes, it's time to get ready for the 82nd OceaniaDX contest on the first 2 weekends of October. The focus of the contest is on promoting HF contacts between stations in Oceania and the rest of the world. The SSB portion of the contest runs from 600 hours UTC on Saturday the 4th of October to 600 hours UTC on Sunday the 5th of October 2025. CW operation runs from 600 hours UTC on Saturday the 11th of October to 600 hours UTC on Sunday the 12th of October. 2025 is the 82nd birthday of the contest. It has become the signature event for operators across Oceania and around the world. Combining DX excitement, technical capability and operating skills. Yoda Contest December. The Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club are hosting the inaugural VK Yoda Contest the entire month of December. Then just 3 days from the end of what we call the VK Yoda Contest comes round 3 of the Yoda Contest organised by the IAIU Region 1 Youth Working Group in cooperation with the Hungarian Amateur Radio Society. December 29. A great way to gain extra contacts for the VK Contest organised by Fisher's Ghost AR Club. Now the DX window to the world. ZL100C is the call sign celebrating the centenary of NZART, the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, which was formed on the 16th of August 1926. The call sign is valid until 6 August 2026. QSL via the Bureau and LOTW. Angola. To celebrate the 50th anniversary of the independence of Angola, Team D2A will be active from Ilha do Mussolo, a peninsula near Luanda, between 17 and 28 October, on 160 to 6 metres, CW, SSB, RTTY and other digital modes. This team will have up to 6 stations, QSL via EA7 FTR. Celebrating the Deutsche Amateur Radio Club's 75th anniversary, 4 special call signs have been activated by DARC until 31 October. DC7, D5D, DD7, DK7, and DR75DARC. QSLs via the Bureau will direct to DL2VFR. It was 25 years ago, but we do remember you. Special event to honour the victims of 9/11. New York City, Shanksville, PA, and Washington, DC. September 06:00-01 hours UTC, ending Sunday, September 12, 23:59 hours UTC. Many members of the Alabama Contest Group will activate K4A for the 5th year. This year's event will be called 9/11 We Do Remember. SSB, FT8, CW and RTTY on all bands 160 through 10 metres, including white bands. Celebrating the 60th anniversary of Malaysia's independence, 31 August 1957, members of Terengganu, DX, West Malaysia, are active as 9M1957M until September 30. They are operating SSB, CW and FT8 on 80 to 10 metres. QSL direct to 9M2RDX. 80th anniversary of the Technical University of SURF-AA operating special event station LZ80TUS. On the air now 1 through December 24. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix VK4FUQ in England.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in worldwide special interest group news, it's astronomy and wireless weather. Swiss weather intelligence company Meteomatics has unveiled the Meteo Glider, a reusable glider platform designed to improve the way atmospheric data is gathered. Meteo Glider advances the familiar radio sonde concept with a sustainable GPS-guided recovery capability that promises significant operational and environmental benefits. Radio sondes carried aloft by weather balloons have long provided vital measurements of temperature, humidity, pressure, and wind conditions. These instruments supply essential input for forecasts, climate models, and atmospheric studies. However, conventional radio sondes are almost always lost after deployment. Out of approximately 600,000 units launched worldwide each year, an estimated 80% are never recovered, leaving most as non-reusable debris. The Meteo Glider overcomes this challenge by gliding back under control after its flight. Constructed of lightweight foam and weighing only 250 grams, the vehicle ascends to heights of about 110,000 feet before release. Guided by GPS, the Meteo Glider can return to its launch point or a designated location, typically completing the descent in around 25 minutes after reaching speeds of nearly 460 feet per second. Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program, Parks on the Air, and other adventure groups. First, a reminder that our VKFF National Get-Together is being held on October the 24th to 27th this year in Canberra. Matt, VK7MAT, in last week's VK7WI News, answered a question he'd taken from a listener. How can you activate a reference for multiple programs? A great question. And the answer is that it happens more often than you might think. It's not uncommon for operators to activate a SOTA, VKFF, and POTA reference all from the one outing. The first step is to choose a location that carries multiple references. Many parks overlap with WWFF and POTA, and some summits fall within national or state reserves that also qualify. Once you've arrived at your chosen reference, the important part is to set up in line with each program's rules. For example, SOTA requires that all activators' equipment is operated portable, without relying on a vehicle for power, antennas, or even shelter, etc., while POTA and VKFF have more flexibility. Logging. One effective approach is to maintain a master log, which can then be updated for the other programs with just a few small adjustments, such as updating the park or summit reference. Popular logging apps like Ham2K make this even easier, allowing you to generate three separate logs with just a couple of clicks. With a little planning, a single trip can achieve multiple activations, making your time on the air more rewarding. It's also a great way to attract more hunters and chasers who follow different programs. So next time you're looking for an activation site, check whether it qualifies for more than one award scheme. You might be surprised just how many opportunities are out there. This September, Brandon Zietzman, ZS6LZ, will embark on a Lesotho Micro-D expedition, which has been organised in conjunction with the Sandton Amateur Radio Club. Over 6 days, starting on the 17th of September, he'll traverse the Maloti Drakensberg Escarpment, operating from 10 summits all above 3,000 metres, including the highest point in southern Africa south of Kilimanjaro. The route covers about 100 kilometres on foot, with nearly 5,000 metres of climbing through some of the most remote wilderness areas in the region. 9 of the target summits are registered 10-point SOTA peaks in South Africa. 6 of them have workable activation zones extending into Lesotho, from where Brandon will operate as 7P8LZ. Only 3 of these peaks have ever been activated before. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Faith, Churches and Chapels on the Air event, Saturday the 13th of September. CHOTA, or CHOTA, is held on the second Saturday in September each year. The World Association of Christian Amateurs and Listeners. The World Association of Christian Amateurs and Listeners was founded in order to link radio amateurs around the world who share the Christian faith. Since 1957, when it was founded as the Huddersfield South Methodist Radio Club, G3LQK, by the Reverend Arthur W. Shepherd, it became an international organisation in 1958 called WAMRAC, the World Association of Methodist Radio Clubs. It then changed its name in 1978 to reflect the growing ecumenical nature of its membership and became WACRAL. Remember? Churches and Chapels on the Air event, Saturday, the 13th of September. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. Canadian Space Agency's CubeSats initiative for STEM, a project known as Cubix, is moving ahead towards the manufacturing phase after its design passed final review recently. Professors and their students are involved in the design, build and launch of satellites as part of Cubix at 9 universities. Ultimately, the 9 3U CubeSats are to be deployed next year by ExoLaunch, a German launch services company based in Berlin. The satellites will conduct a number of experiments relative to amateur radio and utilise the ham spectrum for their command and control. They will also conduct research on wildlife migration, monitor oceanic and atmospheric changes, and study radiation mitigating technologies that can be used in space. The payload will include digipeters as well as digital and CW telemetry beacons. Russia has launched the Bion-M No. 2 spacecraft carrying, wait for it, 75 mice and 1,500 flies into polar orbit to study how they respond to the polar radiation environment. Rumour has it that the mice thought someone was just taking the mickey, but the flies were reportedly getting a real buzz from the trip. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA, Lord Howe Island, OC004, VK2/SP9FIH. Janus, SP9FIH, is active as VK2/SP9FIH from Lord Howe Island, IOTA OC004, now until September 13. He's operating on most HF bands, but due to a damaged SSB-TX, most of his activity so far has been on the higher bands using FT8/SuperFox. And some OC reminders, OC002 Christmas Island, VK9QO October 3-7 on 40-6 metres, CWSSB RITI and FT modes, and satellites QO100 and RS44. HF-VHF QSL via JI1LET and satellite QSL via JA3GEP. OC054, the DX Obsessed group will be active as FWSK from Wallace Island, OC054, from the 20th of October to the 7th of November, including a multi-2 entry in the CQWWDX SSB contest. Six operators will be QRV on 160 through to 6 metres, CW, SSB, FT8 and RITI. QSL via club logs OQRS and QSOs will be uploaded to LOTW 6 months after the end of the de-expedition. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air. This week it's Alan, VK2COD, with the latest news.
Thank you, Cole. A rare DX activation in the sub-Antarctic region is going to involve young amateurs in the key roles. The planned de-expedition for South Georgia Islands in March of 2027 is about more than just activating one of the rarest and more challenging sites for portable amateur radio. A central focus for the team will be its role in mentoring the young radio amateurs who will be with the experienced operators at the sub-Antarctic island. The team using the callsign Victor Papa Zero Sierra Golf is giving these youngsters top priority. Project team leader Rune LA7THA told Newsline in an email that one or two licensed young operators are expected to be part of the operations. He said, quote, "They will be involved in every phase of the expedition, from setup and daily operations to teardown. Working alongside veteran de-expeditioners in challenging real-world conditions," end quote. He said the team is working closely with NCDXF on this initiative, which is synced with so many amateur radio youth engagement activity around the world. Meanwhile, there is so much to be worked on regarding this environmentally sensitive DX entity with its mountainous landscape and volatile weather patterns. The shore camp will have 5 operating positions, but details still remain unclear on any additional stations that are capable of being operated remotely. Rune said that final team composition and operating plans also need to be fine-tuned. The D Expedition fulfills the mission of the Norway-based amateur radio D Expeditions, which devotes itself of giving hams all around the world a chance to contact remote parts of the globe. For WIA National News, I am Alan, VK2 in Sydney. Now back to you, Cole.
Thanks, Alan. From the young timers to the old timers, next it's Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur, Old Timers. From the website of RSGB's Front Page News, we see that they've announced an exciting new volunteer role which will be tasked with attracting older people to amateur radio. The RSGB Honorary Mature Members Officer will also be responsible for retaining and engaging with our existing senior members. The individual will research organisations or groups with memberships that include older people who may be interested in amateur radio as a hobby. They'll also help to identify ways the RSGB can support lifelong enjoyment of amateur radio, including accessibility, training and social engagement. If you're an RSGB member and interested in this role, go to rsgb.org/volunteers to read the full description. And that's the latest Worldwide Special Interest Group news. I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au.
It's a date. Now, it's always good to get details and audio of events of interest, but doubly so when a club takes the time to let us know how the event we have published for them goes. Enter Robert Thompson, VK4TFN.
Thank you for your support. We at the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC, wish to extend our appreciation and gratitude to the amateur radio community for your support of our co-boot sale on Saturday the 30th of August. It was a brilliant success made possible by membership teamwork and the support of the amateur radio community. The proceeds of the car boot sale will go towards the completion of the installation of our 146.925 MHz, formerly Wamuran, 2-metre repeater hut at the new Ocean View site. Once again, thank you for your support. Bye for now, and 73s from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC.
Well, still to come in VK4, Sunfest at BY Community Hall. That's 25 Peachester Road, 9:30 a.m, September 13. Right across VK, September 14, 4 to 5 p.m, Australian Eastern, the WIA Affiliated Clubs Briefing Webinar. VK or VK3, September 18, RAOTC AGM and Lunch, Caulfield RSL. In VK4, the Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club Hamfest and AGM, 26 September, where? At the Maraboon Powerboat and Ski Club, that's near Emerald, Central Queensland. VK2, Westlakes Field Day, October 26 at 8 a.m. In VK4, the Townsville Amateur Radio Club's Cardwell Gathering Field Day, October 3 at Meunga Creek Caravan Park and Camp. VK5, AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Sale, Sunday, October 26, David Roche Park, Kilbourne. For the whole of VK, it's the VKFF National Get-Together, October 24-27 in Canberra. VK4, QTEC 2025. This is a 2-day conference, Saturday 1st and Sunday the 2nd of November at the Kedron Wavell RSL. Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society's their 2025 Hamfest, November 9. The Miana Hamfest, Saturday, November 15, 10 a.m. And in VK3, the Rosebud Radio Fest, to be held at Eastbourne Primary School, November 16. VK2, the Picton Hamfest, November 23, the Picton Showground at 8 a.m. VK8, Darwin Amateur Radio Club's Christmas Party, 6:30 p.m, December 3. Then, the Social Scene 2026, the WIA AGM happens May 2 at 2 p.m. in Albury, VK2. So now, till next we meet, I am Graham, I am VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service.
This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.